So for me, these 2 days were really a lesson in patience and humility. And yesterday like really collecting the awareness, like building the awareness. Each sitting was very different, each walking very different, but yeah, mainly I focus on just be aware.
Yeah, right.
I can do like...
And daily activity also?
Also, but yeah, it's my weak part, yeah, okay. And yeah, today in the morning I also... I have quite a good meditations in the morning because my body is calm, and still my biggest issue is pain. And I learned some approaches.
Pain. So pain. When the pain arising, you know the mind is resist.
Actually, the mind. The beginning is
or.
The beginning is okay, but
slowly,
yeah, and it's, that's what I want to ask. Yeah. So, as I said, each time is different. I think that it's improving, but when it comes that it's unbearable, yeah. Really,
then you can watch your feeling.
I try to, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and how about this feeling, increase or decrease, aversion? You know how to watch aversion?
Maybe not exactly.
Oh.
I'm aware.
You know aversion, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
You know the intensity of this aversion? Increase or decrease?
Increase, for sure.
Oh.
For sure.
That's so you know, right? That's why you know the increase, right?
Yeah. Then? Yeah. I feel the tendency to move and...
And then you use this as a object? This thinking, you use your... attitude, this thinking, this is nature.
Yes.
And try to wear.
Yes.
Okay.
And changes when my awareness goes more to the pain than to the thinking then.
Aversion. If you go to the pain because of the mind don't like the object, you all the time pay attention to this object. So
yeah.
Don't go to the pain. Come back to aversion.
Yeah, I try.
Come back to aversion. just practice.
Yeah,
right? And also you think about attitude, change attitude as nature, as
yes.
Object.
Yes.
And
so, for example, the same as before, just this sitting, I realized later that I let go also the concept of the body, and that time, I was able. To be like in one place and the objects really come in very fast, like and I can see and let go and I can see also the more mostly sensual feelings and also I was able to see the sounds
also just recognize
yeah. When I pay attention, I was able to see the reaction to it, mine, but it was very quick. It was like
whatever.
Flat. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just see the happening. Huh?
Yes. But I want to ask if I do something wrong, if I should worry or not, because, as I said, there is always a time when it's unbearable, so I decide to move. Yeah,
if you cannot, you can move.
And no matter what is happening, even if it's every time different, so...
Yeah, don't fix the situation, don't fix the experience. What should be like this, must be like this, don't think anything. Just check the situation, then what can we do, you can do, free. Don't fix the idea.
You know,
understand?
What fix my idea is that I use the watch after, you know, I see...
What for?
I don't know.
This also important. Something you have a do idea is some idea is some. This is also important. Yili, first time he come to retreat and practice in Shulman, he said pain is no problem. You said pain, no pain, he's very good. But I saw him, he put the, some small pillow down the knee.
Yeah.
He said no pain, the pain is not, not resist, the mind not resist. Why he put this small pillow?
Oh, okay.
Then I said, take out. Then the problem comes. Because he afraid, already afraid.
Oh, yeah.
He already resisted. He think this, because of this, he relieved. But he take off the pillow, then my pain immediately come back. Before he, long time, very painful experience already have.
Yeah.
So this is the idea. He think it's different. Because of this, then he relieved. But this small one, why did it take off so painful?
Okay.
Remember? The report is very good. Meditation, no painful.
Uh-huh.
But why he put the small pillow under the knee? Unconsciously, the mind is resist. So whatever you're doing is have a cause, some idea. Yeah. So glove is what for?
You don't know. Just to keep the daily schedule, you know, like keep or like.
Don't think about time. Let it be time. Don't think about time.
But I have to be here at 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and
that is a problem. This is a fixed idea.
So doesn't that matter if I don't come.
Huh? What?
Doesn't matter if I don't come.
You don't come what?
Here, because I don't know the time, you know. Okay. Okay,
this,
I try.
This is not very important. You can practice here also.
Okay.
Right? There also.
So I let go.
What time
watch.
You practice?
Okay, I let go.
3 to 4 or 5 to 7. What time you practice? Anytime. Right?
Okay.
We said anytime. Don't fix the time.
Yes. Yes.
Don't think about 1 hour. I said. Don't think like this. Just sit.
You know, when I sit, I really
check the situation. If you're very good, maybe 2 hour, 3 hour, okay.
And that's what I wanted to ask. Later, as I said, I have, for example, very good meditation.
And good, yeah. Because of your cloud. Your cloud is
no,
wrong.
No.
If your situation is good, go on.
I do.
Go on.
And when it's overwhelming, I stop. Not when it's time. When it's overwhelming.
Depend on the situation, you think the impressive moment.
Yeah, I try.
Right, like a business good, don't shop, don't stop, close the shop. Right?
I promise I will put out the clock. Yes, I will.
No need clock.
But that's interesting. That when it's overwhelming, I use the watch, and it's always like half an hour, not more. Even if I think that it's
your
much
mind
more,
is good with the time all the time because of attached to the time.
You think so?
Right.
Yeah.
The
okay,
time
I
is overwhelming you. So forget the time.
Okay.
Only lunchtime, the time, don't come.
Okay. Good.
Right? So don't need to think about that. Just sit. The situation is okay, the quality is good, go on. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
People, they are time stress. Time becomes stressful. Because they talk too much about thinking about time. You think about this time is meditation time. You think this way, mean is, and the other time is not meditation time. Because of idea. Right. This 3 to 4 is meditation time, mean is 4 to 5, not meditation.
You know, but I really don't think that it's a cause why I have to stop meditate. Like I not stop meditate, but why I have to change the position, for example.
That is because of pain, right?
Yeah.
It depends on your pain situation, your practice situation. I said why we need to change the posture, because we said meditation is a cultivate of good quality of mind. Sometimes we cannot bear, so aversion is increased.
Yeah,
that's why we should change.
Yeah.
We cannot do anything. That time we should change the posture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
of course, same experience with pain. Mm. But what's getting better is that it's not just pain. So it's different levels of pain. Sometimes it's strong pain. It's just a little bit of pain. And then I feel when awareness is, when it's a good awareness, and then try to tell myself it's not my pain. So it's then it's, I feel that it's the pain itself is somehow moving up and down. Mm. But if it's too much, then change the posture or just stand up. What else I would like?
So you just pain and reaction, pain and feeling. How relationship?
Yeah, sometimes if it's too much at the beginning, it's okay. Then I try to observe: is it aversion? At the beginning, it's okay because I try to tell myself it's not my pain. Mm-hmm. And sometimes without moving, it's up and down. Mm-hmm. But it's after half an hour, 45 minutes, sometimes it's getting then it's too much. Then it's really getting aversion. Then I have to change the posture or stand up.
Hmm.
What is getting better? So I'm still relaxed. Also to slowly start to get different levels of awareness. So I feel when before I feel okay, it's a bad meditation, or I feel disappointed. Mm. I now feel more subtler. It's not that I'm disappointed; that it's because it's a lower quality of awareness. So if I'm not really really aware, then so it's less awareness or no awareness. Then I feel like okay, I'm in a bad mood, or I'm not satisfied, or it's a bad meditation. So to change the view.
Not bad meditation.
Yeah,
bad experience.
Exactly. Bad. Right. It's not bad meditation. So if you have the right view, it's not bad meditation. It's just
bad experience. Also, object.
Yeah, exactly.
You can use as an object.
So and if you change this point of view, it's getting much better.
Right.
Much better.
Right. Right. Right.
So then
point of view is very important. How do you think? How do you think about the experience? How the mind happen? Huh?
So comparing and self-judging is getting less and less. I also discovered that it's different when you have a good quality of awareness, a difference between just waiting and watching.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice how the awareness become better? How the awareness become weaker? Meditation is good, meditation is bad, why?
Noticing if it's
you need to find
if it's slowly, so not just
every time you see the process up and down, up and down. You see the whole process as slowly, you can understand why. You need to investigate also. Then you know how to think, what you are doing, everything. You know you are doing also, and experience happening also. You know the both side. And slowly you know how to maintain your peaceful practice like this.
It's getting better, and especially when I start to talk with somebody, then awareness is bumps.
Because of not thought, because of you lost awareness. Yeah. If you are trying to practice in the thought also, you can maintain your peacefulness, your strength. But you totally lost and talk.
Yeah.
That is problem.
Yeah. Still very, very difficult.
Right. That's why people think because of thought, not because of thought, because of you are lose awareness, momentum is stopped. That's why practice momentum is going down.
Okay.
So talk, if you talk, you need to talk, then how try to practice when you're talking also. Right?
Okay, yes. I try. and I said, when the quality of awareness is quite good, so it's not just watching and observing, I also then start to investigate. So after Ilona told us the last interview, while she was translating, so I just was very alert yesterday when the Dharma talk at 10 o'clock. So then I discovered it's a big difference if I'm just listening you English or if I translate myself.
Mm.
So while Ilona is translating into Czech, I translate myself into German.
Oh.
And that it's a lot of energy, and it's sometimes it's really getting exhausted. Oh. So much better just to listen the English. It was just a game, just a play to investigate.
Okay, whatever.
It was really exhausting.
Is okay, whatever. You can play this better.
Yeah.
You can in curiosity is good. Try. how the mind is working, everything we need to know.
So, and to just discover there's a big difference just in listening or translating myself, it's completely different. Although it's at the end, it's the same message, but it's very exhausting. So I stopped translating.
Because used to is a little bit more energy use.
Okay.
For me, English interview is become stress because I'm not satisfied with English. If Bama interview is no problem, I can talk. Only also think I need to talk. I choose the how to paragraph, how to speak. So I'm not. This is not skillful. Everything if you are not skillful becomes stress.
Yeah. Right. So and last question. So mind with no craving and no aversion is samadhi.
Yes.
Is also samadhi possible with moha? Or if there is a moha, then.
Moha is if you are not wisdom, at that time also moha have.
Okay.
Sometimes you're aware,
yeah.
And also samadhi have, maybe moha there.
Okay.
Because no
so
wisdom.
Possible.
Right.
Okay.
Because I tell you one story. One yogi said, she tried meditate, very good awareness and concentration, very good. Then she watched her hand disappear, then she afraid and poof, where's my hand?
Okay.
So why he afraid? Because of sati good, samadhi good, why she define my calm? Because of no right view. My hand. So this is already wrong view, this is moha. That's why afraid coming.
So samadhi and moha is going together?
No.
It's not going together. So then it's not samadhi?
No. Okay. This samadhi have, but this is no wisdom.
Okay.
Because of awareness continuously, samadhi there. But sometimes we don't have wisdom. Right view or right thought, we don't have wisdom. That's why defilement open can come anytime. Sometimes this samadhi also concentration samadhi and vipassana samadhi is no problem because vipassana samadhi is depend on their wisdom. Because of right thinking, right thought, the mind is already stable, not moving. Samatha samadhi is dangerous. Yes, no wisdom. This focus concentration. If no without wisdom, then in samadhi. This concentration samadhi is exaggerated object. Yeah, more clear, more bigger, and put together the defilement. Defilement nature also exaggerate. Then defilement and samadhi together, then four times very big. So that's why samadhi, only samadhi without wisdom is also dangerous. But vipassana samadhi is no problem because he's depend on wisdom already.
Okay.
Today was quite difficult for me. In the morning I felt, I have a lot of tension, you know, because I think that I'm on the retreat, you know, and I was I was looking forward to it very much, you know.
Looking for it?
For this retreat, you know, a long time before. So. And now I find...
Not very special. I said past day, don't think this is very special retreat.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I can trust this sentence, you know,
right.
Because in fact, for me, it's very special.
But so that's why, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Because now you can learn. Because of idea, the mind quality, the quality of mind change. Sometimes because of idea, the mind become more energy, right? Yeah. That is you can learn.
Yeah, yeah. So I work with the tension directly. I just, you know, no point for me to sit in the Dhamma hall, you know, because I feel just tension. I need
That's
to
why
move,
I cannot
you know.
See in Dhamma hall. He run away Dhamma hall.
Yeah.
Because Dhamma hall it become tense.
Yeah.
Right.
So I went to the forest. You know, I was walking all the morning in the forest and in the fields.
Better.
And just observing that tension. You know, sometimes it was like afraid. You know, it feels like fist like this. You know, in my head, like holding something or sometimes
you need to like a pin and put like that. Go up. Inside is.
So I was.
Then. So think, you need to think this and like it. I don't come to meditation retreat. I come just like this. Change your thought because of this idea is very important.
I know, Bante. I was asking because the wrong attitude was so obvious, you know. So and I just keep reminding me like to be aware of this wrong attitude present all the morning, you know.
Sometimes one yogi, Taiwan yogi, told me, she tried to check the right wrong attitude. That's all. He no meditate.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
He only checked the attitude right or wrong. That's all. Then he recognized. He want to be right attitude is a wrong attitude.
yeah, I see.
Right? Too much right attitude. He want to be too much right attitude also become wrong attitude. Stressful. Right.
It's actually not new for me. This information I know, you know, but I'm in such a strange mental state that I just don't get it, you know. I either can't remember that, you know, can't get
intellectually it. You clear intellectually, you understand very well. When you practice, that I difficult.
It's like you know how to compare, you know, it's difficult. It's different state of mind. Like you are kind of electric device which was plucked out from the from the electric. You know, it's nothing. You know, like and you are trying to do something and nothing works really. You know, So I was just observing that. You know, so and the tension was sometimes like. Greediness, sometimes like
you are seeing this is okay.
Okay.
You are seeing, you are knowing this is happening. This is very good. This is very good. We try practice if we want to know. Now you are knowing. You are recognizing, you are discovering, you are seeing. That's enough. Right? Don't think about like a good meditation. What happening is good, good. You know you're just good. You know you're bad. The situation appear. That is right view.
Well, there was a progress, you know.
Progress, right?
I mean, I mean, after that, you know, through the self pity, you know, that you know I'm the organizer and I cannot meditate, you know, like thoughts like this, you know, and basically. Not accepting, you know.
Yeah, right.
Most of the time in the morning, resisting, and then when I when there was more acceptance to the
situation,
just to the tension, you know, which was present most of the time, started to relax, you know, and I was asking
not too much relax, just knowing and. Just not try to relax too much.
No. That's when I was trying to relax.
That's also wrong.
It was like defensive, you know.
Yeah,
it's like stay back, you know, and holding a bit more, you know.
Right. Stay back is okay. Step back.
When I just watched that, accept that tension, it started. To relax by its own nature, you know, very slowly.
Then, what happened next? This tension, what happened? Stay there or increase or decrease?
No. It start to open, start to relax.
Right. That's good. That is you're doing right.
I was asking myself about the because the. Wrong view and the wrong attitude was so obvious. I was asking myself, what should be the right view in such a situation, you know, because all these emotions were very, very, very personal, you know, and just...
What is the right view?
Sorry?
What is the right view?
What
is the right view? Right,
what is the right view? Yeah.
And what do you
think? You know, actually, maybe for me it's I know that I or self probably doesn't exist, you know, and but
that's not coming yet. Yeah.
I know, but you said
you know, you recognize I receive or idea of I is this there. You recognize this there is the right view. Don't try to get rid of I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You must recognize idea of I exists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize this is the right view? Try to get rid of I. Mm-hmm. Very difficult. Mm-hmm. Cannot.
Mm-hmm.
First, you need to recognize I stay there. Right?
Yeah.
This is not your duty. This is a wisdom duty. Wisdom arising, wisdom appear, then he do his job.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take off the eye. Don't try to take off the eye.
The questioning was rather mechanical, you know. I didn't really feel it because I was so identified with the emotion that I just remember that what is the right view? Is this a right view? And stuff like that. And in the beginning, I just or the emotion didn't receive that. Well, very, very resisting to all these questions, you know. Yeah. And it was like meaningless questions, you know.
You just very simple. You recognize this happening is the right view.
I just kept walking, you know.
Yeah, let go everything. Then you see what is happening is right view. Now the mind is resistant. Now you recognize the mind resistant. That is the right view.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the real.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. Right view is what you see in this as it is. And become nature. Or object. Think this way, this right view, right thoughts.
Mm.
Enough. Don't try to change. Right? Try to control. That's why I said many times I talk, don't complain about the experience. Try to appreciate your awareness. The mind have awareness. Mm-hmm. Try to appreciate awareness there. That is your responsibility. The situation is not your responsibility. This is they all happy and they do their job.
Old habits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Old habit is die hard. Huh? Die hard four.
Sorry, die hard.
Die. 4, 5, 6. So, just recognize. Yeah.
Thank you.
Meditation is not struggle. Not change. Try to change. Not try to control. Stay with this. That is meditation.
I think I have so much time, you know.
So understand, so cannot practice. Then no more about it. Okay, right.
I know, you know, I can laugh at it, but actually the habit works, you know.
That's why this retreat. My retreat is a lot of problem. It's an old idea and new information.
Yeah.
Old idea is do yourself. But new information also, they understand and they like. They don't want to do this. But old idea is coming and try again, again, again. That's all.
Yeah, thank you.
Right?
Yeah, well, with me, I have similar state as he does.
And similar?
Similar state. Similar state. It's similar. And also the whole place here and... The conditions different than in Shwiyomin. It's a little different.
Well, very different.
Well, yes. Right. And for instance, when I go walking in the nature, the mind gets so sort of in an exciting stage, so like a bird going da-da-da-da-da-da here and there and this and that, you know, so yeah, and this so nice and walking and, you know, all and scattered, you know, and being aware but scattered and going, coming back to mindfulness, and it goes like this and so.
Come to the inside. Come back to the inside. Come back to the inside.
Therefore, I have found I need to have a place. I found a real ugly place to walk. Real ugly.
Where?
Real ugly.
So place. It's behind
place to walk. Where
okay.
I go.
Okay.
Back and forth, really, where I don't have much view, you know. It's in nature, but not much.
Ugly place.
Not much view, and that is for me better. If I go like
ugly place is better.
Ugly place.
Because the mind no interest.
Yes.
That's why you don't understand it about what the mind is doing.
Yes.
That's why the beginner, they are walking in the Dhamma hall, they can meditate.
Yes.
If out of the Dhamma hall, then the mind scattered.
Yeah, scattered, right. And so.
So whatever, if you outside the Dhamma hall or inside the Dhamma hall, the mind is doing only this.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. Yes.
That's all. What the mind is doing. That's all. You think about what the mind is doing, not outside or outside. We are not paying attention outside, right? And other thing you can do is, if you want to enjoy, you can enjoy. You look beautiful, enjoy, you know you enjoy.
Yeah, no, the mind knows.
That means he come back to the inside. You looking, you enjoy, you happy, liking, you know. It is inside already.
Yeah,
and outside also you can look, but also you can apply this or your feeling.
No, I want to, but here when you say like this, I want to ask you something, because you say, yeah, the seeing is very important, you say all the time,
and I
understand that, I experience that.
Right.
So the mind is very aware that it is seeing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, very often if it's seeing or hearing and the mind register and it is aware about this, it says, so what?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Na what?
Yeah.
Also, okay.
So what?
You know,
well, yesterday one man said, so what? Approach.
Yes.
So what approach?
Yes, right. But he said in a different, different thing. But for me, I register that all. I register all the time, yes. And then I say, so what?
Yeah.
Na und? Okay. So, I do like this.
Then you can come back more aware than yourself, right?
Yeah. But and the only, when the mind is not in a peaceful state, I don't know, till now, I only have one method how it sort of can settle down. And that is if I go like a robot, up and down, up and down, in this, you know, not seeing, ugly, going down, then like a robot, and then the mind, really, like I feel like boom, boom, you know, going, but then, no, it is really
It
is like this.
Right.
And then, but then the mind settles down, you know, then it stops to judge, it stops to crave, there is no craving, there is no judging, so and then slowly the right view creeps in, it just creeps in,
okay.
And then are the experiences, but happened a very strange thing. I was walking down from the house, and it goes a little like that, like this, and I was sort of paying attention, and then I was falling over my own legs. I was falling down over my own legs, you know, my own legs, my own feet, I was falling. But that was very, very strange. When I was falling, the falling was slow.
Mm.
It was in a slow mo. It was really
slow motion.
Not very slow motion, but slower motion.
Because of you are aware.
Yes.
If you are aware, the process becomes slow.
The process becomes slow.
Because you know the process.
Yeah. So the
process, whole process falling down, yes. You know the whole process, that means yes. You feel slow.
Yes. Right. So it was so slow.
Right.
And I do not remember all the parts of the body, how they were, but I remember very well that I was falling sort of slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Which by doing yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that the hand was stretching.
That is awareness become stick, become momentum.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, he know the process. Whatever happen, this is become awareness, become momentum. Something happened, he know everything. Right.
No, yeah, everything I don't know, but
when I fall down, then the arm strong also in the brain. Arm strong.
Yes.
I fall down. I know the whole process very clearly. Even that I fall down in how to fall down and touch the button.
Yes.
Then my glasses are like a jump. Also, I remember.
Yes.
So funny. Why I fall down? Also, I know. That's why no regret anymore. No regret anymore, because my mind decides this is okay. So I suppress.
Yes.
But then I suppress and move this hand.
Yes.
This leg.
Yes.
That time.
Yes.
So no chance to go, because this leg is slip. So the hand, the leg is on the way. So far down. So
but
this is not me.
But you saw.
This
old.
Is a conditioning situation. So if fall down, also I'm not embarrassed or not shame or nothing. Just
no,
my find my glasses and come back.
But did you see? Because I didn't see every detail.
Yeah.
I just saw parts.
Clearly, because I know the process why this happening. That's why falling down is not me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why no regret anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, for me it was falling down me, but no regret. But it was no regret. But as I say, it was a slow process, and also the touching of the and it was also the knowing that the hand is doing that to protect the head.
Head.
Yeah, yeah, it was like this, and then I got up.
That's all right. If your awareness become momentum, stick yourself. Then whatever happening, naturally the mind know the process. Right.
Yeah.
That's why if you are aware continuously to see the process, then process becomes slower.
Yeah.
If your awareness not good, the process becomes fast.
Yeah. Normally it's fast, but this was slow. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you look the view. For me, is I use my eye. I look my eye. I'm looking, enjoying. I know this beautiful. Then come back, no, finish. That's all. Left behind.
Yeah.
So because of present moment, seeing, new seeing, right? So all seeing gone. How thinking about this beautiful?
Yeah.
No way.
Sure, yeah.
So that time is thing beautiful, enjoy, then finish.
Yeah, next, yes.
So seeing is very good object.
The seeing, yes.
And also very important, because the people, they're not very scared. I see practice. And daily life, they always disturb the seeing. When they see, they immediately defilement come. Then the mind agitate. So if you use your seeing, every time this seeing, you get awareness, understanding there. So no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Every object, you become practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do apply the seeing very much, because you said, and it really is, because it's so obvious. It's so obvious that one.
Actually, if you're scared, practice whatever you're doing, body and mind process. That's all. The mind know that this process, so you don't need to fix that this place or that place, sitting, wall, the maho outside. No, not the same. No problem.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
good.
Thank you.
Right.
Adam described my meditation very well. So.
Yeah. Until now, some yogis still try to relieve the tension. Not only you. Not only you. I saw many yogi. Very difficult to relieve. Try, let go, try and let go, many times.
I see this
You come to the center also like, only do this, right? Not much.
It's like a long permanent resistance inside me.
Right.
Resistance to every moment I experience.
Resistance.
Yeah, it's long resistance.
What? Resist about what?
About everything, against everything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Just need to change this, just this, to every moment that appears.
Just need to change?
Just inner need to change for change.
Not for change. We are not changing.
Yeah, but that's my...
We are not changing.
This is my
we need to recognize.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And,
you know negative, but we don't want to change negative. We want to know that this negative nature.
I see this resistance need to change.
Right. This is your mind nature, right? He do his job. So you are back up and just checking this, aware of this nature.
And it brings this
If
tension.
You have become a right attitude, then the awareness becomes better and better. Then this tension is resistant, weaker. Right?
But it's like a circle. It brings the tension, then my reaction is against resistance to this tension, and it's still like...
Oh.
It's not easy. So I'm trying to let go. Just
not,
see it.
Just not try to let go. Just try to recognize. Come do it this way only. Not try to change, not try to control, not try to let go. Try to recognize. We are trying to think right way. What we are trying? We are trying is try to think as it is or as nature. Then try to recognize and try to maintain continuously. That's all. This is our responsibility. Okay?
Yeah.
Not easy, but old habits sometimes very difficult, right? I understand. But talking very easy, huh? Okay. When you experience very difficult. Milan is many years. Milan is this tension, how to reduce this tension? Many years. So... not 6 years. You're 2 years, 3 years, then the relief. Right. Try again, 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 because of a lot of problems.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Right. Be patient. You need patience, right?
I have a very similar problem.
That's why I very, very, very pity about the yogi. I know how suffering this is.
I'm
all
the
time. Don't understand it yet. That time, try this way, try that way. A lot of try.
All the time, I'm observing my impatience and thinking when the meditation will end, and when lunch will be, and when dinner will be.
Right. Whatever you become, we are beginning like this. Everybody, not only you.
And it's very difficult for me to stay in the present moment and just let go of this. It's impossible.
Meaning is what? It's difficult to stay in the present moment. Meaning is the mind is not want to stay here.
Yes.
Then thinking.
Oh.
And so just recognize the thinking. That's present moment.
Okay.
Right? Recognize, the mind is thinking. Recognize, the mind is thinking. This is present moment. Today, one man said, I'm staying in the past. Because of old memory come, then he said, I'm staying in the past. But I said, story is the past. But thinking, mind, appear, feeling appear is present.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So maybe it's a problem that I'm fighting with this.
Huh? What?
At the time, I try to let go this impatience and don't
let go.
Example, let go.
How to let go?
Yes.
How to let go?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't fight, don't fight. Don't let go, don't fight, don't do anything. Meditation is not fighting.
So for example, if I need something, I don't know, check the time now, because I want to know when lunch will be. So
what
should I do in this moment?
What's this?
He wants to know what time it is. Should he check what time it is or not?
What check?
So he wants to know what time it is. So should he look at the clock or not?
Look. Just follow. The main thing. Why want to look? Look. You follow, you are recognizing the mind thinking, and look. That's all.
Okay.
Don't control. We are not trying to control the process. We try to recognize the process happening. You want to look, right? The mind want to look. You know the mind want to look. Then you look. Okay, look. And recognize you are look. That's all. Very simple.
Yes.
Just... Don't like this or like that. No, try to control. Should be like this, should be like that. Don't. This is a one-time story in your head. Very heavy. Should be like that, should be like that. Must be this or man. Don't. Just follow the nature. Try to recognize. That's all.
Mm.
Right? Only that you forget and come back. Forget and come back. That's all. Right? Understand?
Yes.
Mm. Again, you can talk. Then I can understand how you're meditating.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, I think it's all.
That's that why is, you cannot get what you want. That's the main difficult. Now this process, follow the process, not difficult.
Mm.
You only need to do is forget or aware. That's all. Right? Yes.
Thank you.
Mm. Actually, meditation is very simple, but we don't understand. That's why it becomes more complicated.
So, Sado, I'm starting to enjoy the retreat.
Starting
to enjoy.
Good news.
beginning, I didn't feel very comfortable.
Right.
Was kind of depressed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now...
Gone.
It's gone, yes. Right. And actually, I know already, but my practice is outside.
Right.
When I go outside, for example, today we went to the town. Mindfulness is
very good,
and very relaxed.
Right.
So, anytime I meditate in the meditation hall or try to do some formal practice.
Formal practice is
tension.
Right.
Yes.
Because a habit. This is a long time meditation, the mind becomes habit. For me, in daily life, I practice in the market, many people. So if you, nobody there before, we practice nobody there, the mind is more calm, more peaceful, more aware of yourself. And outside, many people come, the mind is pay attention outside. So lost awareness. Then many times I recognize, many objects coming, many people come, then I'm more aware of this. More aware of myself. Then many months, many years. Then the mind becomes naturally, if many people is there, the mind like naturally go inside. I'm not doing, no need to do anything. Become habit. So outside your practice easy way, it means it's for my practice then it's not more difficult. Because you're not used to. Right?
Oh.
Then?
Then, during eating?
But actually, outside or formal or informal, the same, right? The same, right? Just aware of yourself.
Hmm.
Sitting also, don't move and sit, but aware. But outside is doing, you're aware you're doing. The mind is working. You know the mind is working, that's enough. Only that this six and door, just try to recognize this six and door. Sitting, formal or informal, we are trying to recognize this six and door. You know you're seeing or you know you're hearing, that's all. Right? Yeah. Then, now how become you enjoy this retreat?
Because some good mental state coming.
Oh, okay.
like no craving mind, right? And awareness mind. Yeah.
Because of retreat or because of you practice?
because
the mind practice, right?
Yes, that's mind all. Practice. It's kind of
anywhere, informal or in the center or outside, the mind doing this. The mind is practice, then no defilement. That's all. Then,
as I said, it's always like in daily activities or not formal activities, like eating.
Yeah.
During eating, the mind can be very receptive and very
eating is moving.
Very mindful, very mindful, and it is kind of non. Effortless awareness.
Effortless.
Because actually, not doing anything.
Right. Because the mind do automatically already. Right.
So everything like coming to myself
yourself,
alone.
Right.
The tension still have. And
and but no problem, right?
Not big problem, and also it comes with craving.
When craving about what?
With focusing.
Oh.
When I walk,
oh.
there is still the habit of focusing or trying to
do something.
Yeah. Yes, trying to do something. So, but there is recognition of it, and it is. I don't complain. I am glad for it, because when it's recognition, it's kind of understanding.
Yeah, because of recognition.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, should be like this. Yeah.
And also, I was thinking, because last time you asked me question about the sitting meditation, why the awareness is not
weak.
Very good or weak.
Right.
So, I have actually more answers. One is that my nature is to move.
Right.
Active person,
pusher, yeah.
Like I did always a lot of sport,
right.
And I feel good when I move.
Right.
So during the sitting, mind is more caught up in thought, easily caught up in thought.
Thought.
But I try to stir up interest and asking questions.
Yes.
And actually, it's quite okay.
No, you know your weakness. So fix it, that's all. You know your weakness, right? You know your weakness. You are easy to cough the thought, right? So how to fix?
Yes.
How to fix?
To ask some questions.
Right.
Or
okay, try. You know the...
Or to think
weakness, then you can fix. People, they don't know what their weakness, that's why they cannot fix. Right? Now you know your weakness is okay. You can fix. Do how to do better. That's all. Think. You already know. Many years we practice. Right? That's all. But not let them continue like happen like this. Meditation is like this. All the time we find what is weakness, what is your good state, what best state. If you have, you see the best day, how to do better? Fix, that's all. You know how to do. No?
Right. Yes, I slowly feel that...
Every day practice, we are thinking about this. This is the today, what I'm weakness, what do I... I'm not scared, why I'm scared, checking, and next day, fix again, try again, how to do. This is, we always interest about meditation. That's all, finish. You know how to do.
Yes, I feel that slowly I'm recovering from the accident.
Okay. This is learning process. That's all.
Yes.
No need to upset. This is good for your more mature. Sometimes we fall down, it's sometimes good. Don't need to cry. Get up and walk again. That's all.
Yes.
Right. Many times you fall down and you back up. This is your most careful. This is experience.
Right? Yes. I think that's all.
Yeah. Now, who next?
Sado, so I tried your advice about thoughts, and it worked very well.
Right.
But.
But.
This is the first step.
Catherine also, you say whatever be after the but.
then?
No, but I realized that when I will try it during the speech, it will be much more difficult because
speech,
I have to...
Speech, talking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, should be. Because you are not practice many times, right? And because of experience and habit, every time you talking time, you try to practice many times, then you become skillful. Because of we are all the time meditate that is silent. So talking time, you need to use the mental state is many steps coming. So if you're not skillful, your mind, watch the mind, is a little bit difficult. Right? Then?
So I didn't try yet.
I didn't?
Didn't try to
try. So how to practice in your home? You cannot like this.
I'll try it home.
Yes, that's... Okay.
And I'm...
Now you can try. You can try now. You talk. How can you know anything about yourself? You cannot aware yourself when you're talking?
It's difficult.
No, you cannot know anything.
I can.
Start like this. Start. You can start any what as much as you can. At least we can hear our sound, right? Okay. Try.
And then second thing is I'm puzzled about your advice to be aware as many things as possible. Sometimes...
Tired? Do you tired?
No.
Okay, that's good.
But sometimes I can notice 3-4 things at one moment.
Right.
Or maybe it's one after another, very quickly, I don't know.
As much as you can.
But then when I meditate, the mind, it simply drops on the main object, like movement during the walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not aware of anything. I'm not interested. So I won't know if it's against your advice.
What? I say again? I don't catch it. Maybe tired. You are tired?
Not tired, but...
Then the mind not want to do this.
My mind gets so calm that it's like a drop into my feet. And I observe only the movement.
All habit coming. When the mind calm, then concentration calm. You don't want to move. If you many use an object, the mind active, right? Now the mind calm, the mind don't want to be more active. So once... to focus the old habit to the one object. That's why I said, try to come to the mind, knowing mind or awareness. Then the mind naturally open the many objects. That's better.
Yeah, but even if I observe the mind, that there are no thoughts.
Waiting in the mind, lost.
There are no thoughts at the moment, and I observe only the movement of the legs, nothing else.
Movement of the leg.
Yeah.
Only leg. Not the whole body?
No.
If you come to the mind, knowing mind, if you can catch the knowing mind awareness, then six and object is come to you naturally. But this is your old habit because you are walking all the time to the feet, the mind become habit. Then, if you mind doing like this and you stay in the mind, no? Knowing mind, know that this object. Then, don't try to catch the other object, just asking. The mind, how the mind can know more other things? Asking. That's all. Asking the question, then the mind naturally do his way. Right? Yeah. Because of your mind calm down, the mind not want to move. Because of concentration coming, the mind want to stay, focus, this old habit come back.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Do you really know the awareness? Your mind aware? The mind is aware?
Yeah.
You can aware, right?
I can see it.
So you check your mind awareness there. That's all. Don't force to the mind to go to the object. Just checking awareness there. And naturally, the other this feet also, he know the feet also, he know the other object also.
No, but I wasn't forcing to go into the feet. I was just observing what comes to my mind.
Right.
And then after a short time, I realized that maybe half of the pathway, I observed only the legs, nothing else.
Mm. Because the mind all habit become calm and then go to the, come back, you have the whole body. Then move open. Don't make habit like only this. Right? This is all habit. Now we need to move open. And maybe you asking the leg, you know the leg, how do you feel? Mental state also. Right? How do you feel? What the mind knowing? How many objects, anything else, you think like this. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Do you aware of your seeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it seems...
it seems that when I observe the movement of the leg, for the short time there is no seeing.
That's why. But why you not see? You are seeing, but you are not aware of your seeing.
Yeah, sure.
Because you target to the one object, then the mind ignore any object. But any object is already there. That's why people, they all the time happy to the movement, move. They not scare many objects to watch. Actually, you are not seeing you how to walk, right? You look at ground already. But this process happening, but you forget, totally forget, because you are choose your only leg. That is not complete picture. You know you're seeing, you know you're walking, leg, and you know you're hearing, that is a real awareness. He can move, receive any door. Right? No, stay this and come back to the mind. Come back to the mind. What the mind knowing? Asking. Right? And this is my Xiaomi teacher technique. He only asking what the mind knowing. If you asking the mind naturally he aware the mind, not leg. Understand?
Yeah,
you asking the mind, the pay attention is the mind, not leg. What mind? What is the mind knowing? So, because the question is mind, so attention is mind, not leg. Then leg, head, everything appear. Right?
Yeah, right.
It's more relaxed. That state comes, you no need to focus anymore. The mind is very, very free. You can't do that, our leg is become a little bit tense or tired. That's why concentration may be good, but awareness is not good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I start enjoying walking outside because I was used to this very formal habit and solitude and just, you know. And I really was afraid a little bit. Can I keep my
outside walking,
awareness?
You need to use like this.
Yes, I know. I was like this.
Like a horse.
That's right. So it's
otherwise, you eat and you want to eat.
joking,
right? And then?
Yeah, I see. I realize this kind of focusing is a way of controlling or trying to control things. So
because of this, only you know that this old information is this way. That's why you are the mind bright. Now the information is new, right?
Yeah, and I start enjoying and still asking myself, but I see myself asking, is it allowed to think it's
the mind
nice
more awake,
or beautiful?
Right? The mind is more awake, right?
Yeah.
Alert, awake.
Alert.
More light. No, more heavy, not heavy, light, and aware, and more.
Yeah, that's.
Then your daily life, you can practice in daily life. If before practice is a daily life, you cannot you cannot use.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I said people, why they are not progress. Because they cannot practice anywhere. Cannot maintain the continuously their practice. That's why they cannot progress. This is a key. Continuity of practice is a key. They have a limited. They only practice this situation. That situation cannot practice. That means you are not skillful yet. Or practice. Not complete understanding yet. Okay, go on.
Okay.
That's all.
No, I have a question. Would like to in Buddhism there are a lot of words and concepts, ideas. In Buddhism a lot of words and texts and so on. Conceptual.
Right.
What is the relationship between conceptual reality and ultimate reality? Right. The relationship.
Conceptual reality is we cannot get rid of conceptual reality. You must understand what is a conceptual, right?
Yeah,
conceptual reality. What is a ultimate reality?
Yeah.
You need to understand. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Because concept is we cannot carry the concept totally. If you want to, you need to use that conceptual reality. Yeah. You cannot get rid of this reality. But my understanding is that this is ultimate reality. This is a conceptual reality. The mind need to understand. That's all. Concept is because people they make concept. This is a right. In this situation, this is right. You need to follow this situation. Reality. Ultimate reality is everywhere true.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the nature is nature. There is no persona. That's everywhere. But in the world, this is me, my things, not your things, right? Mm-hmm. So if you take, I think your things is I become problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Conceptual world because we live in the world, so we must follow the conceptual world, reality.
Mm-hmm.
This also we call reality. The Buddhists are, we need to know that we need to use it. The Buddhists are and live life. Understanding is not like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
I saw in the mind that there is a natural interest.
Interest.
The mind. It's like objects happening and the mind is just interested and there is no need to intentionally ask questions because the mind kind of, there is asking the question itself. It asks why is it happening?
Mm.
What is happening? So it's quite interesting. This morning I was feeling quite tired when during the sitting at 10 o'clock.
Mm.
And then I find out that it's actually, I was checking why I'm tired.
Mm. Mm.
And I found out one thing, I saw one thing that's because there is a tension on the shoulders and back.
Mm.
And because of that, I wanted to rest or to sleep or something. Mm. So it was quite interesting to see the connection.
Mm. Okay.
And then the good question, which I asked intentionally, the good question was, what is the quality of awareness?
Mm.
It kind of showed the direction where to go, just to see, awareness.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Today I was more aware whole day, and I discovered some new things in my mind. It was new for me, some position which I don't know, and it's something like to be seduced. I spoke with Evie because we have so nice place to live in this small house. I'm seduced with many things there, not to be to do very very well for myself, and it is some position in my mind to be seduced, something like to be sucked again, to be absorbed
or sucking, whatever.
yeah. Then in meditation, I realized something. I would like to ask you. I was watching my mind, and suddenly, it was like a horse. I was looking today on the horse, and suddenly the horse was crazy, splashing ikuni. I don't know.
Then what happened?
Yeah, in my mind was the same. It was going. Yeah, has some qualities, and just was the speed so
suddenly.
Quickly. Suddenly, the speed was like, and the awareness was running behind this mind. And then the question is, if it's the awareness, my idea was this awareness is standing and looking. Maybe it was another kind of mind. He was running behind this running mind. Do you understand?
Oh, okay, go on. I try to understand.
So, and the question is, if it's awareness, if it's possible, this awareness is also running so fast.
Yes. The mind is already fast.
Yes.
Naturally, the mind speed is very fast.
Yeah.
Only we need to do is this already fast. The mind already have fast, right?
Yeah.
Then we put the quality of awareness in the mind. That's all. Sometimes awareness becomes sharp. They follow the mind, and he also follow.
So it means
because he's very fast. Mm. The process, how fast he can see the whole process, every detail. If your mind becomes strong, the awareness becomes fast.
Yeah.
The process, how fast many things happen, but he can know the everything.
Yeah, so it means that it was an object, the running
right.
mind. Then was running awareness behind this running mind, and another awareness was looking on this boat.
Actually, awareness is not running. Awareness is can catch every process.
Yeah,
you can see like this. Yeah. Then.
Yeah, it's.
That's
it's,
why.
Yeah.
It become like this experience like this. The process, you can see the whole process, then becomes slower.
Yeah.
Because awareness fast.
Yeah.
So, like a train, you see the very close to the see the train, you cannot know everything. So, room, 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 like this.
Yeah.
Very fast. But if your awareness become more faster and better, he feel far away, and he see the one train, everything.
Oh, yeah.
If more than faster, then you can feel like two train do like this. Two trains go together like this. This one train see everything and another train.
Yeah.
Inside the train, woman, children, everything he see them.
Yeah.
But that time not fast.
Yeah.
He feel slower because he fast.
Oh yeah.
If you not fast, this is more faster.
Yeah.
Then if speak together come, this is not very fast.
Uh-huh.
Right. This is the mind process like this.
Oh yeah. It's interesting, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Then I discover between object and awareness is something which is totally neutral and it has some quality. And I don't know what is it. What can it be? It's some. It's another.
Neutral. Awareness also neutral. SP also neutral. Then?
Yeah. I don't know it's noticing mind, it's awareness, and it's something like recognizing mind.
Right, right. Yeah? At the same, you can say awareness, recognizing, watching, whatever.
Oh yeah, okay.
Similar.
Okay. Yeah, and then I discover my old habit. I was laying down on the hill, on some wood there. I was looking on the horses, on the trees, and it was so nice. And I was asking myself if I'm happy, and I was not. So
you can use many investigation. Really nice.
If I'm happy, if I'm happy, and I was not happy, I was not relaxed, and I discovered that always my habit is to be in future. Yeah, my mind is always 1 hour in future. Then I cannot be totally present and happy in present. And then I complain to my father and mother because they were like this and they teach me taught me this. Then I realized, like psychologist, it's a nonsense because I am adult, I'm old enough. It's not my father, my mother, and so on. And it was it was quite interesting. It's just normal. It's nothing new.
Right.
But today it was something like inside, you know? It was something. And from the time I know this quality of this mind, this is a little bit like a little bit stress and little bit impatience. I'm very impatient person.
So?
And so now if I recognize it,
then
it's something like brzda. Like break, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and I stop and I am in present again.
So eagerness, that's eagerness. You are already eagerness there, right? Then eagerness.
Yeah.
Hurry, eagerness, think about future.
Yes,
then.
Yes.
My brother in America, he come into Burma and he also become American style. He watched the rising, beginning the rising, then he waiting where the finish.
Yes.
He not follow the whole process. He noticed the beginning, then he waiting the end.
Yeah.
So then he noticed the start to falling, then he waiting the end.
Yeah.
This American style. Yeah. You need to think for next all the time.
Yeah.
Then I realized, American people like this.
So
they cannot stay in the present moment, totally, fully present moment cannot stay. They always think about next. That's why he's very fast. Then I realized one story. When he comes home, he's always fast. Then sometimes he looking for something, his watch. Because he becomes sweat, he take the watch, put somewhere. I'm not trying to remember. I'm only naturally, I look my eye all the time seeing, whether my seeing is automatic. So I saw something here, the mind remember a memory, this is whose watch. That's all. But I know the mind is doing this.
Yes.
Then I go and sit in my chair. I always sit in this chair and meditate. I nothing to do, I go and sit in chair and like this. Then he looking for something. Then I ask him, why? What do you looking for? Then he said, my watch. So go to the dining hall, eat table. And he go and take. First day. Second day also like this. He looking for the watch. He to forget his watch, but where he put it. Then I say the only one chair. Well, you go in which room under the something. Then he go and look. Then he find it. That day, he became shocked. How do you know? He think I'm become psychic power. He think I'm become psychic power. All the time I say three times, this chair. Only I just say that once. But he very busy and looking for his watch. He don't understand, remember his own watch where he put. Because I'm not looking for. I just aware myself, and every time I see my mind say something, I know everything. So memory is already good. So then I ask, where do you? Then I know, right? That time everybody know, and my family, I totally practice the whole day. So they think I become psychic power, but this is not psychic power because awareness good.
So did you tell them you don't have psychic powers?
I said that his eyes very confused. How do you know? Then I explain because of this awareness. If awareness becomes like this, your memory is very sharp. Memory also very good. Right.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. The meditation is very powerful. Sometimes people, they don't understand how this power, the practice become sometimes like intuition or something, the mind very understand very well. So?
Yeah, I just have this one experience to share. There was this moment, suddenly the mind wake up and suddenly see a lot of sense objects,
right.
And could see the difference between being aware and not being aware, because right. It could remember very clearly before what it was like.
Right.
And at the same time, there was this understanding that this is much better. This is much better than not being aware.
Right.
Just being aware is much better than not being aware.
Right.
And it was really, really just appreciating the awareness.
This is an understanding level. If you're not understanding, we cannot understand value about the practice. So value about practice, you know very well, deeply, or naturally the mind willing to practice all the time. Don't want to lose. Right. To appreciate understanding about practice more important than many strange things.
Yeah, at that time it was very clear what the practice is actually.
Yeah, right. Right.
And I just wanted to ask, you said when you fell down on the alms rounds,
right.
That was in your dream or real?
Real.
Real, right.
On the village, in the village.
I don't know, maybe I didn't understand right. But I wanted to know, before you fell down, you must have had the... you must have been very, very mindful, right?
Right, right.
Before that.
Right.
So even before that, there was no idea of self, only processing, process right, happening, right,
right? Right.
So that's why you couldn't feel the regret?
Right. Yes. Yeah? Because no self, that's why I'm not shame. No need to, how to shame?
Right.
Because I become shame, right?
Right. But even this understanding was present even before this happened, before you fall down.
That time not very strong yet, but I understand later why I'm not. I check again. That time I check why I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. Okay. So I understand the process. I see the mind already see the whole process. Why this happening? Right. This is conditioning. Yes. Nobody there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not before have. Before not like very strong yet. Because before is awareness very, very strong moment there.
Right.
But that time not very understanding of self yet.
Oh, okay.
Non-self is not very strong yet.
Right, right.
After that, because of see the whole process, that time I realized, because of this conditioning,
right,
the mind not react.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I saw the decision, choose decision, how to stay, how much energy you use, everything, the mind know everything. That's already finished. This process already finished, then it happened. I have no choice.
Right. So,
one time also in daily life, I go to look my nephew to go to the movie. So near the movie theater, I look the ticket selling the ticket place. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
My mind pay attention there. I looking. I know my looking. Pay attention there. Then I don't know. I don't see the hole in the platform. Then boom, it go down. Fall down, then I'm very confused. What happened? But that time also I'm not very ashamed or something, because in a lot of people there, because I realize already the mind is paying attention there.
Right.
So the mind cannot recognize this here.
Oh, okay.
So because of cause and effect, you understanding the mind no yet anymore. Right. Accept and boom, and then go there.
Right, yeah.
The mind is paying attention there very strong, so you don't know this. Oh, that's why he wrong. Fall down. This is
right. This
is nature. This is normal.
No problem.
No problem.
Also, I also realized that while talking in meditation, I can also practice hearing because I can hear myself.
Right. When I become monk and interview time, I realize when I'm talking very excited and talk, totally I'm not mindful, I forget the practice. Yeah.
Right,
I'm talking, but the mind knows the mental state already. How to talk, then the sound coming. How to talk, the sound coming. Like I think like the machine gun, right? Beside the bullet. No, she's coming. The mouth is coming. I naturally the mind became outside. See now what I'm talking.
Yeah.
Like this. I'm not meditate that time totally. But this is habit. Habit know this process.
Right, yeah.
So fast. I'll become machine gun. So if you become awareness, become natural and momentum come, your life is very strange. You cannot understand before how benefit the practice and how reduce your suffering. Also both, how peaceful you are, how relaxed, how free from suffering you are. If you are not aware, what happening? Both sides, you understanding both sides. Because of you are aware, this benefit come. Also, same time, you are not aware how bad you are, the mental quality. He realized immediately, both sides. If you wisdom is very strong, he can understand not only one way, two way. He understand this way and immediately positive.
Yes.
Opposite, you understand opposite, already yes, opposite. Yes. That's why wisdom, we must now wisdom arising, then I realize more understanding about the deluded.
Right.
Opposite. Yeah. But people, we only want understand one way, only one way. It's a wisdom is very narrow, not very low. If your wisdom is more stronger, he can understand in two way, or maybe four way, or eight way. That's why Nova True, full Nova True is only one time. If you really, really deeply understand, full Nova True is not one by one.
Go together?
Yes. How to understand?
Yes.
But explain it one by one, right?
Right, yes.
But understanding, same time. This is a wisdom quality, wisdom level. That's why he understands two way or four way. How much you understand? 8 way, 16 way.
Right.
That's why 16 yanaka. This wisdom, how much you strong your wisdom, he can see more things. Only one view is very narrow.
Right.
Not strong enough.
And this is in one single moment, right?
Yeah, like, simultaneously.
Yeah.
That's why I remember I explained five aggregate walking is like a restaurant. The customer, they eating, the boy, they bring the things, the boss also, they sitting, the manager is sitting the counter, the cooking also, they in the kitchen, they are cooking, but same time happening. Then you see the overview. They happening same time, but different function, different job. Reality world is a process also like this. Different function, different job, but happening together. Not one by one. But we are very, wisdom is narrow, that's why we see one. But actually the process happening is like this.
It's the same with the Eightfold Path.
Yeah, the same. Yeah. One awareness, Eightfold Path walking. When you're mindful, that Nova Evopa is walking at the same time. Together, right view, right door, right living hall, right, and right awareness, right samadhi is walking at the same time.
The same with music.
Yeah?
Do you go like a symphony?
Right. Yeah, like a music. Everything same time happening, then you listening to music. Right. Similar. Yeah. But I remember when I real life, I practice in the wedding hall. Not Dharma hall. Wedding hall is my Dharma hall. Then instrument come very loud. Then I use this music as object. Then I try to investigate or not try to play my concentration how to do. Then the all instruments working. Then I choose one object. This is not vipassana nature, but this is samatha like concentration. And I use the first. I use a lead guitar. Then ding ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. I move full focus to the lead. Other instrument is become fade. The lead is appear. Then I realize I satisfied. Then I choose a rhythm. Coming. This is obvious. Then I satisfy. I let go. Another piece. Boom 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 boom. Then I choose a drum. Oh drum. No 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 no. Then organ. One by one, and this so loud sound is so obvious in the hall. They're very loud, but for me is meditation. All the time I use my mind is something to be aware. You practice must be like this everywhere. You, the mind must be continue practicing like this. Then your strength is slowly. Long time the mind becomes strength. That time you cannot understanding how the mind powerful. And also this moment, yesterday we were talking about the reaction, anger. When I become 1 year after 1 year, I practice one time very strong anger coming. But I realized that time immediately I realized this strong emotion and strong anger. That time I realized very well about the anger is not good. Totally not good. No use to, no useful. No meaning. Understand very well that time. Then later I very careful about dosa, anger. If you might disliking, then I watch this totally until zero. I not allow next time like this. Because I'm very suffering that time, yes. so bad for me and other people also. That time I realized when I'm angry and I kick and punch like this, and 1 year after 1 year continue like this, then one time they explode, one time come. That time I realized, I saw the whole process, how to build up this anger. I can recall the whole day. I call the whole process, I can clear very clearly that why this anger become like this. That's why I realized about anger, how the anger is not necessary. The anger is not necessary anymore. No way to be anger. Then later, a little bit, anger comes 0-1, come back 0. I know because of this one become million.
Can we go back and dosa
the same
in one moment?
Huh?
Can we go back and dosa
very fast. Sometimes we can see both.
And in one moment together? Can we?
Can.
Yeah.
Very fast. When you want thing, also your anxiety also together. Anxiety is anger. Afraid or anxiety. You want. Even at the same time, you don't want to lose. Also, afraid to be lose. Same time happen. But actually in the Abhidhamma is when the dosa arising, no loba. Cannot. Loba arising, no dosa. Cannot dosa. This is a theory. But experience is, you can see both.
Because they happen very quickly,
so quick,
right?
So fast. That's why people, they try to practice one mind after one mind. This is impossible. This is only Buddha affair. Buddha can see that this one by one mind. We cannot see the one mind. Second, 1 trillion mind happened already. We only see the process. Ooh, many things. Okay? Oh, finish. Enough. Good. Sometimes I try to explain about my experience because Then people can understand how the practice like this.
For me, it was the most important thing if I was in Shomin and you have this car crash.
Oh,
you remember?
Right.
And you have you were full of blood.
Yeah.
Here you have some number.
Yeah, this is right attitude here.
Yes.
And like a Nike.
You was immediately mindful. Yeah. It was immediately after big car crash.
Because
the car is coming in the tree. Yeah.
Because the habit is second nature.
Yeah.
Automatically, we are not trying to mindful that time.
Yeah.
If you think how that time try to mindful, it's already late.
Yeah.
Right. Happening so quick, so happening boom, dang, and then this is a become habit. Before we define it as a boom, dang, like a push button system. See something, define it or automatic ding dong, automatic.
Yeah, that's
why we call this a push button system.
Yeah,
cannot choose, cannot choice, cannot move, cannot choice, ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah.
But The practice is very strong. The Hosan state also become like this. See, wisdom come. See, awareness wisdom come. Then also later, your nature mind become changed. Before we are defilement is ding dong, right? Now the awareness wisdom is ding dong.
This is why we have to stop trying to practice after some time, right?
Try to stop.
Because we try too hard sometimes, and then it's in the stage where we have to stop trying and then let the nature happen already.
What do you mean?
Because the mind's nature is already to be aware.
Right.
Then sometimes we forget that this is the mind's nature already.
Right.
And we still keep putting the personal effort.
Personal effort.
Right,
That's not happy yet.
Yeah.
No need personal effort anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Naturally, the might happen. So we must practice that much. Until that state, then your meditation is flow. Otherwise, we start again. Many times I realize one time, a long time meditate, then it stopped. Then the mind become mess. And second time, try it again. Long time in the day and stop. Mess again. And that time I realized, should not stop. Because if you're an intelligent person, he do jump something, one time, two time, three time, he need to realize something about this. Better and better. How to do better. Next, how to do. Slowly understand. If you have intelligent. So I saw the yogi, they also practice. Before we don't understand it yet, we use a lot of effort. Now, I slowly change to, instead of effort, we use more in wisdom. The intelligent person is like this, more easy way. A lot of people, they have wisdom, but they already use effort, so long. If you wish to be present, awareness, samadhi, effort together already come. Good. That's why right view and right thought is Nova Evopa. They are fast. It's right view and right thought. Very important. Because of right view and right thought, everything become right. If you right view, become wrong view, everything become wrong. Before we are watching the Lova and Dosa, now, I'm not watching the Lova Dosa too much. Because I checked this idea. Directly go to the Moha. Yes. If you become right, they go. Idea is right, then the Lova Dosa already gone. This is depend on your understanding anyway. Not only one understanding, many things. Because idea make this everything, the process happening. Dosa and Lobha. So why the Dosa coming? Because of Lobha. Why the Lobha come? Because of deluded. We don't understand what it is. So if you wrong view, defilement, all defilement can come. If you right view, the mind calm down already. No need to watch. Why you are watching this lobha and dosa? That is a learning process. We try to learn. We don't understand it yet. We need to learn. We need to watch. But slowly you understand about this lobha and dosa, why this happening. We just go to the cause.
Yeah, but right view is that there is no self, that there is just the nature.
Yeah, and many, many understanding. Right view, there are no self or one understanding. Many way. So become long time in the day, you become more understanding, which then slowly grow, so we can think right way, easily. Now we try to think personally, because the teacher said you're not understanding very well yet. And slowly we use this attitude and practice and try to prove this is right or wrong. We understand very well ourselves. So then the nature, the wisdom is in your mind automatic. Awareness there, wisdom is there. Before, awareness leading, wisdom is follower. Because he's learning.
Yes.
And slowly, slowly, long time in the day, the awareness and wisdom together, boom, boom. And later, awareness is follower. Wisdom is leading.
Yes.
This is a different, depend on your strength, the meditation change.
Finish. Right. Yeah. I do not think that this has to do with intelligence. I think once when it happens, the real understanding, it's just nature, just going the way, the proper way.
As much as you understand, as much as you free,
yeah.
That's all. So before we are not understanding yet, learn. Again, many years we don't know. How long we cannot say. Depend on your characteristic, how strong you are, how practiced you are. Okay? So good day, continue.